We're learning Gemara Kiddushin. We learned the Mishnah Chavav and Aleph that there are kinyani karka, there are kinyani metaltalim, and there's a way to be makne metaltalim agav karka based on the pasuk Dibrei Hayomim. And we discussed that's an achloikis between Tosis and Kiddushin, holds that it's a din d'oraisa, and Tosis and Bava Kamma holds that it's a din d'rabbanan. Rabbi Kivega pointed out this two opinions in Tosis. So the Gemara was asking questions about the details of Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara had a shayla, do you need tzivurim? Do you need that the metaltalim should be piled up on top of the carcass? The Gemara kept on bringing rice that it seems that yes, and not necessarily mukhrach. The Gemara says, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah from Maseches Maaseh Sheni. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Bavmitzi is not so sure that he was relying on Kinyan Agav. Maybe he was relying on Kinyan Chatzah. Our Gemara is assuming that it's Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara says, so why did he say, Umekoma Muskalo? Sounds like he needs tzivur. The Gemara says, maybe Shiny Hasm Kechadola Litrechinu. If he's not going to have tzivurim, and he's renting him a karka for a day, and he's makna, or he's renting a karka for a year, and he's makna the matnas levia, the matnas anim, in a different location, then he can always tell, Rabbi Gamliel can always tell Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, he can always tell Rabbi Akiva, please take your maserani and offer my property. You're trespassing. So that's why he rented him the karka where the matnas anim were, so he can leave it as long as he wants to. Rabbi Gamliel won't be able to throw him out and say, I want you to leave. That's how Rashi translates. So we still don't have a right one way or the other whether he needs tzivurim. The final maskan is going to be Hilchus tzivurim loy bina. You don't need tzivurim. So far the Gemara didn't know yet. The Gemara says Toshma. The Amar Rava by Yitzal Kamar. Shnei shtaris hain. The two different types of shtaris. And what two types of shtaris in a situation of zochen liyadam shloy b'fanav? We have a din of zochen liyadam shloy b'fanav. I want to give a matana to someone who's not here, so I give you the matana, you pick it up, and you're kind of for the other person. And that's a machlekes satanoim, whether that's a takana de rabbanon or a din de raisa, zochen liyadam shloy b'fanav. There's a Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra, one time is of the opinion, you only say zochen l'katan, bein zochen l'gadol. It's only takana de rabbanon, so the only made a takana on behalf of ktanim, who need a little help. On behalf of gdolim, let him come in person and make the kinyan on his own. So we don't paskin like that. So there's one opinion, just the reverse. Zochen legodl, bein zochen lekotan. Because chia is a form of shlichas, chia mitam shlichas. There's no shlichas lekotan. And we paskin zochen bein lekotan, bein legodl. There are two tanoim, and there are two versions of what Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and there are two versions of what they said. So there are two tanoim with three opinions. Two tanoim with three opinions. So we paskin aloha zochen bein lekotan, bein legodl. And that's the, we usually assume zechia is a din deraisa. We assume it's a question what the mocker is. We assume zochen adam shlofan is in their rice and zechia lekatan. Tosis always says those are two girsas in Perek Ezel Neshech, where zechia on behalf of a katan is their rice at the rabbanon. The Gemara says there's no zechia for a nochri because a nochri can't have a shliach. It sounds like zechia works along the lines of shlichas. So how come we paskan la locha like Rabbi Yeshua zochen bein lekatan bein legodl? So the Gemara says need the shlichas leisle. Schia midderabbanam miyo isli. So one gear says with the word midderabbanam, but schia midderabbanam miyo isli. The other gear says no. Eid the shlichas leisle, schia miho isli. And Tosis says these two gears reflect this question on the assumption that zochen works minatora. Does schia work minatora for a cotton also or only midderabbanam? Yeah, what was the question whether schia works minatora or not? So the Gemara beginning of the second parak. Second paragraph begins with the dinim of shlichas. The Gemara says, how do you know there's an institution of shlichas? So the Gemara learns it out from the parshas in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, when they had nosiach and nosiach alamate tikhu in choelus ha'aretz, when they made the chalukas ha'aretz. The Rambam explained, they made a chaluka of Eretz so before they did the kibush. So that the kibush would be considered a kibush rabbin. The halacha says you have to have kibush rabbin. So if every Shevet is going to conquer their area and take it over, that's going to be a Kibush Yochid. So they had to draw a map of all of Eretz Yisrael, and they made up in advance, and they had the Rosh HaShevet, and Nasi HaShevet, Nasiach and Nasiach HaLamat, the Tikhu, the Nasi HaShevet represented all the members of the Shevet in deciding this plan of attack. and deciding we're going to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael for all of us, and Shevet Reuven is going to get that area, so they may as well send their soldiers over there. Shevet Shimon is going to get that area, so they may as well send their soldiers over there. But it's not that Reuven is taking their area for themselves, Kibush Yochan. No, everybody's conquering everything on behalf of everybody. That's how the Rambam explains Perek Aleph and Hilchos Trumas. How to be Kibush Rabim. We said the Gemara in Gittin, the first Perek has a Machlokes, but the Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush are not Shmei Kibush, because when Dovid HaMelech conquered Aram Tzova, that was only a private, that was a Kibush Yochid, wasn't a Kibush Rabim. So that was a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether in the days of Dovid HaMelech, whether Aram Tzova, whether Surya got a Kedusha Deraisa Derabbanon. So how can the Rambam say it's a Pasuk and Chumash and the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim? So we suggest that maybe the answer is simple. For Eretz Yisrael proper, all the Tanaim agree that you need Kibush Rabbim to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. When you Mekadosh Arotzos HaNasofas, additional areas that border on Eretz Yisrael, and the Kedusha is going to spill over from Eretz Yisrael into the adjacent areas, so that's a Machloikis, whether you need Kibush Rabbim for that as well. But for the Mekadosh, the Iker of Eretz Yisrael, that the Rambam says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. That it should be a Kibush Rabbim. So the Gemara has three suggestions on Daf Mem Beis. The Torah, which din did the Nesiim represent all the members of the Shevet? So the first suggestion was 15 lines from the top of Mem Beis Amid Aleph in Kiddushin. Omer Av Gidl Omer Av Benan Shluch Shalom Kmas Shalom Nasiach Nasiach Alamate Tikchul in Cholos Oretz. That the Nesiim represented all the members of the Shevet. So Gemara says, how can it be? V'tizbur, how can it be? Shlichas, some of the people who are yarshening the land, we say mim ktanim. They weren't bar mitzvah. There's no shlichas l'kotten. So Gemara rejects it. Lab ktanim lab b'nei shlichas nina. Ela, Gemara says, must be that it's based on zocha liyodim shloi b'fanav. So at that point, the Gemara says, it can't be shlichas, but it is zochen. So the Gemara b'feir is saying that shchiyah works for a cotton. Even though shlichas doesn't work for a cotton, shchiyah does work for a cotton. So the Chachma is for it safe, and that Gemara you see that Tzchiyah is lab mitam shlichus, Tzchiyah for a cotton works men at Torah. And the Chachma Ashkenaz say that was only a fleeting havamin, and they're going to reject it in the 5-6 lines, so don't worry about that. Tzchiyah lekotten is really only midrabbanan, and the pasuk doesn't go. So the Gemara says the second suggestion was that the Rashi Amatas represented all the members of the Shevet midin zochin, and this is the Mokhan Chumash that zochin donim shlavifan. Then the Gemara rejects that also. How it is baraz uchusi? How can you consider chalukas haaretz as a case of zochin? There's always going to be some unhappy campers. There's going to be someone who's going to be belly aching. I didn't want over there. I wanted over there. I wanted a different place. There's going to be someone who's not going to be happy. Gemara says ella the pshat and the parsha. That the Rashi Hamatas, the Nesiim, represented all the members of the Shevet, that's Midin Apotropis. It's not Midin Shlichas, and it's not Midin Zochin, it's Midin Apotropis. That's why Rav Baruch Ber raises the question in parentheses. On that daf, he says, once you get to the Maskana, so how do you know there's a Din of Shlichas? And the Gemara says, other Psukim. How do you know there's a Din of Zochin? Should I say that Zochin is only Midin Rabbanan? So one Tan in the Mishnah holds that Zochin is only Midin Rabbanan. Zochin Lekotan. Then Zochin the Godel, he only made a takana for a cut. But we don't hold like that. We assume Zochin is the Raisin. So what's the mocker? So we said, Apotropis is a machloikes harishainim. Whether Apotropis is a fancy form of Zochin, or Apotropis is Dina Kibailim. So if you hold Apotropis is a fancy form of Zochin, so why is it considered a third pshat? The answer is, Zochin means a good Samaritan runs in and he does on his own. Apotropis means the Bezdin appointed him. Or the Ribbono Shel Olam appointed him. The Ribbono Shel Olam appoints is like a Bezdin appoints. So whenever it's a Bezdin appointed or the Ribbono Shel Olam appointed the Zoche, then I call it Apotropis. So if one should assume that Apotropis is not Dineke Banam, Apotropis is just a fancier form of Zochin, then you can learn that both from the Parsha. You learn there's a fancy din of Zochin that works even Lochu Balmanos Liskos, even though it's Ika Nichalei Bov and Nichalei Bibikir, there's going to be someone who's going to be unhappy. But if it's Medin Apotropis, the Rabban Shalom appointed Apotropis, or the Bezin appointed Apotropis, then he can't be Moichet. But if it's a private person, who runs in and does the zachan on his own, then we say, if the person finds out, person on whose behalf we did the act of zchia finds out about it, he says he's unhappy, if he's meichet, sabiach, metchil about zav, then he breaks up the zachan. So if he say that apotropis is midin zachan, so this is the mocker of both apotropis and zachan. But if you say apotropis is midin bailim, apotropis has a din of a bailim, then how do you know there's a din of zachan menater? That was Rav Baruch Be'er's question. If he's appointed by the Rebbe Shalom or by the Besdin, so then Lach of Amanos Liskos is also acceptable.
Would it be true by normal zechir only when you're appointed then?
No, only appointed when the zechir is done through the Besdin under the auspices of the Besdin. That's called apotropis. Apotropis is zechir that's done under the auspices of the Besdin. Then you're not worried about the fact that he's moicha. You say Lach of Amanos Liskos is also good. This is the makkah for apotropis. By Chalukah Saaretz.
If you said
for
him, there's a
Gemara in the middle of Gittin. When the father dies and you appoint an apotropis to take care of the assets of the Yisayimim, so the Gemara has a din, apotropis is permitted to be mafresh trumas amaisis because he has to give the children food. He doesn't want to give him tevel, so he's mafish chumas amaisis. There's a Rashba there, so the Gemara distinguishes. The apotropis is only allowed to be mafish on the tevel for immediate use. Not allowed to be mafish on tevel for 3 months from now. For immediate use, but they're going to need it in the next few weeks. So the Rashba has two opinions over there. Where did you figure this one out? The difference between lahachil immediately and lahaniach. So one opinion is, no, apotropis dina kebailam, apotropis really meikaradin has the right to be mafresh to mismaisa on everything. Apotropis dina kebailam. And it's only a chumer midirabon and he shouldn't be mafresh lahania. The other opinion is meikaradin, apotropis shouldn't be able to be mafresh anything at all. And it's only hefke bezna hefke that we're makna, the bezna is makna, the tevel, to the apotropis, that he should be able to be mafresh on behalf of the children. So they were only makne lahachel miyad, not lahaniach lachazman. So that seems to be the two opinions in the Rashba. But if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, under apotropis, I was told that it says there that it's a machlekes harishanim. I think they told me that they quote a shilta says one way. I think the shilta says apotropis is a glorified form of zochin. Now they say no, apotropis is medin bar. Seems to be a Ramam and arrive at about it. What apotropis is midin bailam midin zochan. I mention it now. It's going to come up again now. Fine. So what are we learning about agav? Yes. We'll talk about it a little bit some more. Soon. We'll discuss a little more here. So the Gemara had a suffix where they need tzivurim. But the Gemara says, Toshma, Shnei Shtore saying, I want to give over, Zoch Neon Shalafon, I want to give over ownership of the field of Matonet to somebody else. Doesn't have to pay for it. Shnei Shtore saying, Zuchu b'sod azul l'ploini v'kis v'lo es hashtar. I say, please make a kinyach hazak on behalf of Ploini. And also write him a shtar, a shtar raya. You're going to make a kinyach hazak that will acquire ownership for Ploini. And then also write a shtaraya that I shouldn't be able to deny that I gave it to him. So the din is Kozman, they didn't hand over the shtar, even if they wrote the shtar, Kozman, they didn't hand it over to the ploni, chazda b'shtar. That's called osi dibur mevatel dibur. You can't write a shtar without das hamischayv. So the das hamischayv is the one who's giving away the gift. The house, the karka belongs to me, the soda belongs to me. I want to give it over to ploni, and I say, kis v'los hashtar. And then I pulled back my das hamischayv. So Kozman, it wasn't given over to Ploini yet. I can always back out. Chayze b'shtar b'en chayze b'soda. En chayze b'soda means if they already made the kinyan chazaka on the soda. If they didn't make the kinyan chazaka, that's also dibur mevatel dibur on that also. What if I said, zechu b'soda zu l'ploini al menashe tichtu lo asa shtar? And Kozman, they didn't give over, Kozman, they didn't write the shtar, the Kozman, they didn't give over the shtar. Chayze b'en b'shtar b'en b'soda. He can back out from the shtar, osi dibam vatal dibam. And since he said, zechu besod azul leploni amanashe tichtu v'lo asa shtar, So the whole kinyan on the karka, the whole kinyan chazaka, was only ala tanai, that it leads up to a shtar raya. And if I'm going to back out from the shtar raya, I have a right to, as a diba mevatel diba, express das ha-mischai, I can back out. Because man, it didn't have an effect, it didn't have a halos yet. So then, chazab bein mishtar bein basodim. Yeah, Tosis wants to know, what is the gain from backing out from the shtar in the reisha? He say chazab mishtar. Ein chazab besod, he can't back out from the soda. So how does it make it worse that you wrote it to shtar raya and the ownership of the field? If you have a milval peh and you make it into a milval bishtar, so dinim are different. The milval bishtar, the loiv is not believed to say paraitim. Milval peh can't say paraitim. So that makes a difference. He says, I'm borrowing money from him, kisvulo sashtar, write him a shtar. Then he backs out and says, no, he's going to give me a hard time. In case I'm going to pay back the choiv, and he's going to deny it, and I'm not going to have the shtar. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to pay him back the chayv, even if he doesn't give me back the shtar. And he's going to be a ganav. So I back out. Don't write him a shtar. So I understand why chayv is a shtar. He doesn't want to have a shtar against him. He wants to be able to be nemet to say parait. There's another difference in milva bishtar that he can collect from the lukuchas, but that, why should that affect? Why should I want to back out? Because I don't want him to be able to collect from the lukuchas. What does it bother me? So he'll take away from the lukuchas. I don't want him to write a shtar because I don't want that I shouldn't be a nemet to say paraiti. But that's a tesis yes, the kasha. That's if it's a shtar halva, you back out because it's going to affect me negatively. I won't be nemet to say paraiti. But if it's a shtar raya and the kinyan akarka, what does he stand to lose? A tesis says, the bottom tesis says. A shtar is always islay kola. The Adam who signed the shtar are always going to babble, going to tell everybody the guy's selling his property. Why do people sell property in Manhattan? Why does any normal person sell property in Manhattan? It's so valuable. They're so hard pressed for money. They're doing stupid things. They're selling karka. So then people are not going to want to lend them any money because they're going to know that he's hard pressed for money. That's what Tosis answers. V'yeshalom de lenicha de lepik shtari lave. Diku kol bishtar tvei mebeidim milva bishtar. Whenever you have a milva bishtar or a shtar on a mechiras akarka, it's always going to be isle called the yomra. People will say shehuani. He must be in difficult straits. Milva. No one's going to want to lend him any money. They're going to think that he's hard pressed for money. Okay, so he has a right. That's just asking psychologically. What does it bother him? What does he stand to lose by having a shtar on the karka? He has a right to back out from the shtar, but they're asking what motivates him to back out. What is he going to lose by having a shtar? They say, it's going to be Islay Kala, people going to say whatever. So the first two shtars we understand. Then the third, the next amor, adds on, there's a third shtar. Here, Barabin Amar Avhun, Shlosha shtars, and Shrei Hodi Amar, the two shtars that he just said, who said the name of Rav? Amar Rav by Yitzchok, Amar Rav. He has Shnei shtars in the name of Rav. And Rav Huna added on a third shtar. The Yidduch and the third shtar is the following. In Kodam HaMoche, the Kosev Elos HaShtar. What if the Moche wrote a shtar raya on the Matnas HaKarka before he even made the Matnas HaKarka? We do it all the time. We write a ksuba, so the ksuba is a shtar raya that the couple is married. And the Edom usually sign in America. The Edom signed the Ksuba before they even marched down to the aisle. So you sign the Shtar Raya that the couple is married. It's Eid Sheker. The answer is he made a Haidos Baldin, that he's married. You're not going to give the Isha Einish Misaf. She's going to be Mazada just because there's a Shtar. He didn't give the Shtar over to the girl yet, so she's not married. He wasn't Mekadisha yet. But it can serve as a Shtar Raya. Later on, it can serve as a Shtar Raya that they're married. And it's chayv in mezainis. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, "Kosev shashanino." As the Mishnah says in the end of Bava Basra, "Kosev mishtar lemoicher afal pi she'ein lo keachimo," and says there also, "Kosev mishtar leloiva afal pi she'ein a kosev mishtar leloiva afal pi she'ein mal ve'imo." You can't write a shtar without das hamischayv. That's called mipiyav olovim piksova. You always need das hamischayv. So the moicher, the one who's selling the field, the one who's giving it away b'matana, he's the das hamischayv. So he can authorize the writing on a shtar afal pi she'ein lekeach imo, even though the lekeach or the mekabel matana is not here. It may turn out that he's never going to give him the shtar. It may turn out that the lekeach will not buy the karka, or the Mekabel Matanim will never want to accept the gift. Nonetheless, the Edom have a right to sign the shtar, because there's a Das HaMizchayim, sure? So they write a shtar, even though they don't know whether it's true or not, or they know it's not yet true. The man tells him, I didn't give him the Karka B'matoni yet. I didn't make the Halvoy yet. Because in Shtar Aloy, Vach B'Shem Malvim. Yeah. So the Gemara there asked Akasha, the Gemara in Bava Metzia asked Akasha, Rashi quotes it from Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Bava Metzia asked Akasha on that Mishnah, on the other half of the Mishnah. How can you say, Kosim Shtar Aloy, Vach B'Shem Malvim? The Leiva can authorize the Edom to sign a shtar halvah that he owes money. They're going to sign a shtar with today's date. That the Leiva borrowed $100,000 from the Malva, and if later on, sometime, the Malva actually lends him the money, so the Leiva, who has the shtar in his pocket from a month ago, will give over the shtar to the Malva. So the Gemara asks, how can the Edom sign a shtar with today's date? They may cause a hefsid moment. If it has today's date, so there's going to be a Shiva Nechosim starting from today. But maybe the Shtar Lechesh, why aren't we concerned? Shema Kosov Luvas Benisim Lelova Tishrei. Maybe he told the Edom, sign the Shtar today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shema Kosov Luvas Benisim Lelova Tishrei. He says, write the Shtar that I borrowed $100,000 on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It may turn out he may have to butter up the Malva for 6 months till he's actually going to lend him the money. Then he's going to give him a shtar that has a month, has the date from 6 months earlier. So you're going to be, and then the Malva will be torn from the Lekucha Shalai Kedin. If the Loiva sold Karkois in between this and Tishrei to the Lekuchas, and the shtar says, and Shim Lechosim begins, Ramash Chodesh Nisan. So how can the Edom, what do you mean a Das HaMizchayv? Is Das HaMizchayv is Chav Lachrini. The Shiva Nechosim doesn't begin until you actually give the shtar to the Malva. So he may not give him the shtar to another 6 months. So how do you have a right to sign such a shtar? It may turn out to be a tremendous kilkul. That's what the Gemara asked that Kasha. So the Gemara gives two answers on the Kasha. Rashi quotes the two answers. One answer is, he's talking only Kana Miyadai. The Edom say, we want to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan. We give you a handkerchief as representing the would-be Malva. You plan to borrow $100,000 from him on Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So we're making, on Rosh Chodesh Nissen, they're making a Kinyan Suder. In the event that the Malva actually lends him the money, the Shim Nechosim should begin from right now. So even if he doesn't, even if the Leiva doesn't give the Shtar to the Malva till Tishrei, till 6 months later, it doesn't matter. He made a Kenyan to the Kana Miyada, and they wrote on the Leslan, the Kanim and Abe, Madan de Kosha and Makanyabe. We, the Ada, made a Kenyan. The Malva, the would be Malva, was nowhere to be seen. He didn't get to bring up the issue with the Malva for 6 months. He had to befriend him first. He had to butter him up first and convince him that he's going to pay back the money. And he lent him the money 6 months later. But because the Ada made a Kabbalah's Kenyan, so Kabbalah's Kenyan can create a Hischavis, can create a Shiba Nechasim. So he created the Shimon Chasim as of today. That's the first answer the Gemara says. Only Kana Miyadai. If lo Kana Miyadai, then the Edom have the right to sign such a shtar. May come out to be a kilkum. And the second answer is a mechut. The first answer, everybody's masking. That's elementary. The second answer is questionable whether we paskin like that or not. That's a machlokes of Rishonim, whether we paskin like Abaye or not. Abaye comes up with a whopper of an answer. That's what Rashi quotes. Inami, the first answer is Kana Miyadai. Could go on the Kana Miyadai. And the second answer, Inami, Kabai the Yama, but Matiyu Gimel, Eidah Bachsuma of Zachin Loi. When the Edom signed the shtar, even though they didn't pick up the shtar and say that we're kind of the shtar on behalf of the Malve, in the event that he actually lends you the money 6 months from now, we're already being Typhus the shtar on his behalf, and should create the Shiva Nechosim. Now, they don't even have to pick it up. When they sign, Eidah Bachsumav, he already says Zachin Lo. So that's the question, what in the world is that based on? Why should that be so?
Zachin Al Tanai.
Zachin Al Tanai, correct. Like you can do Kiddushan Al Tanai, Get Al Tanai, Haf Rosh, Trum Al Tanai. So you do Zachin Al Tanai. Nachon? That is a correct comment.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he wants. I'm not prepared to give him so much. I want to obligate myself to give him, to pay him back $100,000 if he lends me the money. If he doesn't lend me the money, I don't want to obligate myself to give him $100,000. So I tell the Adim, make a Kabbalah's Kinyan on behalf of the rich man, on behalf of Mr. Montefiore. I hope someday he's going to lend me $100,000 and make a Kabbalah's Kinyan now. I pick up the shtar now, because on his behalf, on the condition, I should owe Montefiore $100,000. On the condition, if he actually lends me the money, then the shibud should begin as of now. That's often the Adam Shalai Bafanov. Mr. Montefiore is getting more sheep in the chasim. He's not only getting sheep in the chasim from the time that he actually lent me the money and I give him, he's getting sheep in the chasim from today up. He's getting more for his money. More sheep in the chasim. That is a correct comment, what you said. You see from this Gemara that you could do Zochan the Adam Shalai Bafanov Allah tonight. That is correct. That's a big machlokes. Do we pass by Eibach Sum Zochan? It's a question. What does it mean? Okay, some other time. When we learn Bob Mitzvah, we'll have to talk about it. So this is where Rav Huna added on the third star. Rav Priya Barov and Omer Rav Huna. He quotes the name of his Rebbe Rav Huna. Shlosh Yishtar is saying Trei Hodi Amar. The two that Rav said, and there's a third star. Kosa Shoshanina. We have a Mishnah. Kosa Mishtar LeMoivet here. Why did Rashi quote that? That whole discussion about Mitzid Dafti Gimel, that's on the other half of the Mishnah that was not quoted here. Because of Shtar Leloive, Afal Pisha Ein Malve Imai. That's on the other half of the Mishnah. He was talking about Because of Shtar Lemoicher, Afal Pisha Ein Lekeach Imai. So what did Rashi have to quote that for? That problem that the Gemara raised, their problem is by a halvor. If the Eidim sign a shtar with the date Rosh Chodesh Nissan and the Malva doesn't lend the money to the Loiva until 6 months later, so the Eidim made a kilkul. They made a shtar with the Shimon Nechasim that begins from today. It's Shaloi Kedin. But what can be the kilkul by the shtar Mechira? They got to write a shtar Mechira with today's date. And I'm not going to give the shtar to the fellow until later. So what will be the great tragedy if it has today's date in it? Some of the tragedies like this. I say, I want to give the sadeh b'matana to my good friend. I want to sell it to my neighbor. So they write a shtar to, I say, prepare a shtar. I want to sell. So they're going to write today's date, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Then from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, a month or two, let's say I'll sell it to someone else. I'll give it to someone else. And then I'll give this shtar that they just wrote for today's day, I'll give that later to the one whose name appears in the shtar. But I already gave the field, I already sold the field to a different person. So if the Yedim are going to write today's Zman, that's going to be Geneva. It'll turn out that the field is in the hands of the wrong person. Because the one whose name appears on the shtar has today's day. He didn't actually get to start till months after the second person. I gave it, or I sold the field, or I gave the field matana to a different person in the interim, in the 6 months in between. So it should also be a problem. How did the Adam have a right to sign a star, kesem star lemoichaf b'shein lokeach imai? It may come out of kilkul. It may come out that the moicher is going to give this soda or sell the soda to a different person in between. So you got to say the answer, the same answer. Bekonim yodoy, or zochen l'adam, or edabach simav zochen. You got to give the same answer. So Rashi quotes the Gemara's discussion. The first parak of Mitzia is really not on this line. The discussion is on kosem shtar l'loiv afal pishein malve imay. But the same discussion, the same two answers apply in this case. Kosem shtar l'moich afal pishein lokeach imay. So what's the third shtar? In karam amoich v'kosem es hashtar. If the Moicher wrote the shtar first, and then he tells the Eidim, I want you to be kind of the Sodom half of Ploni. Afal Pishen lo keach imo. Yeah, that's Mishnah. Kem sheach sikimo bekarka. If the Eidim are going to make the Kinyan Chazoka on the Karka, what does he say? And the word imo doesn't belong. Why? Based on the principle of kinyan agav. So the shtar is nikne agav de karka, and the loshon of Rabbi was nikne hashtar b'chamokim shehu. The shtar is not on the karka. The shtar is not on the karka. The shtar is b'chamokim shehu. The shtar is in my office, on my desk. So you see, beferish that you don't need shma menor labin and tziburim bo. See, beferish that you don't need tziburim. You can be makne metaltalim agav karka, even though the metaltalim is not located on top of the karka. That was the whole purpose of quoting this the vort of Rav Huna over here. So the Gemara says, it may not necessarily be such a good raya. Perhaps shiny star, the apsara, the arahu, maybe the star mecher on the karka is like what is an apsara the arrow? What does the word apsara mean? The reins. Like when you have a horse that has reins to hold on to. So there's a Kenyan Mesira we were talking about the other day. That's the Mishnah of Hema base. So just like if I'm Makna Behem and it's too difficult, we learned the Rashi and the Rashbam like that. If it's too difficult to pick up Behem Agasa, so a Mekel you can be kind of B'Meshicha. But Meshicha is only kind of if it's B'Simto, B'Tzidi B'Shus HaRabim. Meshicha is not going to be kind of in the middle of B'Shus HaRabim. So if I'm Makna the Behem Agasa in the B'Shus HaRabim, then we say Mesira is kind of. Or Rashi said it's going to be a Meshicha Shalok Adarka. Okay. If for some reason or another Hagbah is too difficult and Meshicha for some reason or another can't work because it's in the middle of Shus HaRabim or Shaloi Kedarka, Rashi says, and then we say that Mesira is considered a form of holding on to the Behema. That's called Tfisas HaBehema, as if it's Achnasa L'Meshusa. So Gemara said, just like there's a concept of Mesira when I give you over the reins, that's it's considered as if you're holding on as if there was achnas of the so maybe the shtar on this karka, not a shtar halvoid, let's say I have a shtar halvoid that Reuven owes me $100,000, I'm makna karka to you, and agav the karka, I'm makna the shtar halvoid. That's going to be a different kind of agav. Maybe that will require tzivurim. But here we're talking the shtar mechira on this karka. So the shtar mechira on this karka, maybe it's like the handle of the karka. Shiny shtara, the shtar mechira on this karaka, the apsara the arahu. So that's why in this case you don't need, it's a different kind of agav. Normally agav, I'm selling two different things. I'm giving a matana, a karaka and a metaltalim, unrelated. Here, the metaltalim is the shtar on the karaka, so it's like a hemshech of the karaka. So it's not a normal example of agav. It's considered a hemshech of the karaka, so that's why you don't need tziburim. But maybe if it would be a normal din of agav, maybe then you would need tzivur. So the Gemara says, no, but you can't say that. For halokatoni, but in conjunction with that memra that Rav Huna just said, it says in a braisa, I don't know. Zui sheshanin nechos m'sheish l'machrayis, nik nechos m'sheish l'machrayis, nechos m'sheish l'machrayis, metaplin, nik nemin nechos m'sheish l'machrayis karka, v'kesef u'bishtar b'chazoke. So the Gemara says, this is a normal case of agav. The Gemara was just pressing, this is not a normal case of agav. It's not based on agav at all. It's if the shtar on the sadeh is afsara diara. Once you kind of the karka, so the shtar is the reins of the karka. You don't need a separate kinyan. The Gemara says, it's not true. We have, there's a problem here. Rav Huna is an amora, so they're quoting a memra. What do you mean, v'havo katoni? We have a braisa. So I don't know how does it fit in? How can you have a braisa commenting on the memra of Rav Huna? I don't know. Rav Huna is saying over a braisa. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. How can you say ho alo katoni? You have a braisa that comments on what Rav Huna said. How do you have a braisa on Rav Huna? I don't know. So the Gemara says, but we have when Rav Huna said over this, then he said this is a normal, typical case of agav. So he's saying it's not a vort of apsara diyar. The Gemara says shmamina. That's it. Based on what we just said, that's the right, that you don't need tzivurim. Because it says, Nik nashtar mecham makam shahu. Then the Gemara has an ushayla boilahu. Do you have to use the word agav? Do you have to use the magical word agav or not? Gemara says, yes. Hilchasa agav knibin. I have to use the word agav. Well, we, those who are married, those who are married, so when you get married, so you write a ksuba, so you write your meshabin nichsin de islo nachrayis u de leslo nachrayis. The kinyan agav is when you want to give ownership of metaltlin agav karka. What if you want to be meshabed? Usually in the shibin chasim is only on karka. No shibin chasim on metaltlin, but the zemar chas kapatim, if you're meshabed metaltlin agav karka, then there is a shibin chasim on metaltlin as well. What do you see from the Gemara? That the nature of shibin chasim is a kinyan lachatzoin. So just like you can be makne metaltlin agav karka, you can be meshabed. You can be meshabed metaltlin agav karka as well. So just like the Gemara says, you have to say agav, you have to use the word, magical word agav, even though the pasuk in Dibra Yomim, the word agav does not appear, is it really a Hebrew word? Agav is Hebrew or Aramaic? I don't know. Does it ever appear in Tanakh? Agav. I don't remember.
Agav, it's, it's Aramaic and Hebrew, right? Gav is, means like a back, and A is an Aramaic prefix meaning on top of. Isn't that what agav means?
Yeah, okay.
It's on top of.
Yeah, but is it a Hebrew word or an Aramaic word?
I think it's a Hebrew word and Aramaic.
Yeah, could be. Okay. So the Gemara says you need the magical word agav. So that's the question. When we get married, so we write, we're mishab nichsin de islo nachrayis u de leislo nachrayis. Kul hon yehon achrayim avroin nefroim en hon kshak sup de den. We're mishab dem tam. But we didn't use the word agav. So Tosis in Ksubas writes, if you would have written the word agav in the Ksuba, then there would have been a full-blown shibu nechosim on the metaltlin, just like on the karka, and not only would you be able to collect from the yorshim, metaltlin the yas v'loy mishtab dil b'chav. You can only collect from karkos. You can only collect from the lekuchas, if there's shibu nechosim. No shibu nechosim, not. So Tosis quotes from the Goinim, that the way we write in the Ksuba, Nichsen, Deisto, Nachas, Les, Lachras, we don't write the word Agav, so it only is helpful to, that the Isha can collect the Ksuba from the Metaltalim of the Yorshim, but you cannot collect the Ksuba from the Metaltalim of the Lukukas. If you would have written with Meshabed the Metaltalim Agav the Karka, then the Isha would have even been able to collect from the Metaltalim of the Lukukas. But because he didn't use the word, the magical word agav, and the Gemara says, agav k'nibina, and you have to use the word agav. Since you didn't use the word agav, so it doesn't have a full-blown shibin l'chosim, so why can you collect from the yorshim? The halacha is that metatal liyasin la mishtab bila b'alchoy. So if kinyan agav doesn't work because you didn't use the magical word, so why is it not? So there's a strange rashi in the first parak in Bava Kame, which the Meiri picks up on. When the Gemara says "metalta l'diyas v'loy mishtab di l'malchayiv," so Rashi writes, the malchayiv can only collect from the yorshim if the yorshim these assets from the father. Let's say the father was a gambler and he borrowed fortunes of money from everybody. Father dies penniless. And the children are businessmen. The children have assets. So you can't collect from the Yorshim. You can only collect from the Yorshim to the extent that the Yorshim from the father. So the Nechasim HaMeshubin. So Rashi writes, Metatel HaYasim Lai Meshtat Malchayv. Because how can you prove that the Metatelim were there, that they got a Birusha from the father? Maybe they bought the Metatelim after the father died with their own money. What did Rashi need a new explanation? So the Miri points out. Rashi gives a new explanation. You should have said there's never any shibin nechosim on metaltlin. So it would appear from that Rashi that in order to collect from the yorshim, you don't really need shibin nechosim. Minatari you do. They didn't borrow the money, so why should they have to pay? Minatari you need shibin nechosim. But min the rabbanan they made a mitzvah they say in the parachodes aviyim, they said we treat it as if it's minay. The Yorshim, to the extent that they Yorshim property from the father. If they didn't Yorshim anything, so there's no mitzvah they say before Chavis Avim. But if they did Yorshim from the father, so we say mitzvah they say before Chavis Avim, we treat it as if it's a collection minei, as if it's a shibud aguf. So that's what Rashi has to come up with a new reason. So Rashi says that Thank you. ברוך אתה אלוהי אלוהי מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. See if it'll help. It's already a little better. Thank you. So Rashi writes this new reason. Because maybe they bought it from their own money after the father died. So you can never tell. So the ikes michas das of the malva is really on the karka. That's a question. That din, it says in the Mishnah, is that there's only shiv nechasam on karka, there's not shiv nechasam on the talpan. Is that min haTorah or is that min the Rabbanan? That's a question. So there's a Rashba in the last page in Kiddushin. He calls it the Kuntri Sachrei. The Rashba on the first daf in the Sugi of Avodim. Where did Avodim begin? Yudalit or something? Yudal on the base? Yudal on the base was the Mishnah. And the Gemara Tezvav and Aleph was talking about what are the four or five differences between Mechir Atzma and Mechiru Bezin. So the Gemara there talks about Hanoke, Hanitanik Lov, Lola Balchovom. What do you mean, Hanitanik Lov, Lola Balchovom? The Odin has to give Hanoke to the Eved. The Eved owes a fortune of money to a Balchoiv. So maybe I should say, Shibura the Rabnosin. The Gemara talks whether you hold from Shibura the Rabnosin, you don't hold from. So the Rashba writes over there, look what I wrote in the Kuntri Sachman. So now in the new editions, they took. It's not a whole long essay. It's just a longer paragraph than the Rashba usually has. Usually the Rashba has shorter paragraphs. This is a little longer. So now they put it on page Daf Tezvav Menachem instead of having to look on the last page. So the Rashba there has a famous comment. He writes that Min HaTorah, if there's a machlekes, but the Shibura Deraisa, or Shibura Lab Deraisa. We had that on the previous daf, no, on Yud Gimel, we had machlekes, but the Shibura Deraisa, Lab Deraisa. And what was the difference in the Gemara? What's the difference that the Gemara corps up, Halacha Maisa? The only difference the Gemara comes up with is a woman had a baby, a Yoledis, and she didn't have a chance to bring the Oilos Yoledis yet. She didn't have a chance to bring the chatas yoledes. So the chatas is not bo alachamisa. Chatas shemesa by leho, you're not makriv. Chatas and osham alachaper, and if the person died, ain't kapor la mesim, so goodbye. So you don't bring the chatas after she died. But the question is the oilos yoledes. Yoledes has to bring a chatas and an oilos. So do you bring the yoledes? Do you bring the oilos yoledes? If she was mafrished or if she was magdashit, and then she died before she was makrev. It's all the Tanoim agree. That's a Mishnah. You makrev the Oilos Yoledes after she dies. But if she wasn't makdish, she wasn't mafrish the Oilos Yoledes, she died, she had a lot of assets. She was. You say she was nishtabdu nechaseha, she was obligated to bring the Oilos Yoledes, nishtabdu nechaseha, and you bring it even after she died. Or do you say no? So the Gemara says it depends whether she buddha their eyes or love their eyes. Why does it depend whether she bought it their eyes? Bottom line, there's Shiba Nechasim. Whether it's their eyes or their abonim. So the Gemara seems to be assuming like this. If she bought it their eyes, so it doesn't matter whether it's needed or not. She died and she left assets. So Nishtab the Nechasel. So you have to take from the assets that she left after she died and buy her Oilos Yoledes. But if you hold she bought it, love their eyes, based on Hefke Bez Nehefke, they made a Takana their abonim. So that's only if there's a problem. People are not going to want to lend money if they're going to say every time the loiva dies I can't collect, so people are not going to want to lend money. So they made a takana the rabbanon based on hefker bez nefker that there's a shibin nechosin you can collect from the yorshim. So that's only by ben dvar mamurim if you're dealing with a human being and you lent money to the loiva and the loiva dies, so you're going to say the guy's not going to, he had a bad experience, he lent money, the loiva died, And he didn't get his money back because there's no such thing on the level of the Raisa of Shiba Nechasim. So he'll know never to lend any money to anybody else in the future. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give babies even if you don't bring him the Oilos Yoledes. Ribbono Shel Olam, we can rely on him. So there's no need for the Takana. So that's the only nafkamina the Gemara has here. whether you bring the oil as your lettuce or not. So the Rashba writes in that Kuntra Sachran that by us is printed on the Aptezvon Manal. Rashi writes, in our Torah, there's no difference between Karka and Metaltalim. If the Shibura deraisa is both on Karka and on Metaltalim, Shibura love deraisa, it's neither on Karka nor on Metaltalim. On the level of deraisa, it does make a difference. The whole difference is Midirabon. That Karka is this Leikola and Metaltalim is less Leikola, so it's going to be Pseida the Lekuches. So that's why there's a difference. That's what the Rashba writes. The Ksais quotes this Rashba. And this is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam writes Beferish. The Rambam never writes explicitly whether the whole Shibura deraisa love deraisa, but he writes it derech agav. He writes he can't collect from metaltalim, and a metaltalim tachushibur hamal v'dvar Torah. So from that line in the Rambam, you see two chidushim. Number one, Shibura deraisa on karka, but Shibura deraisa only applies on karka, not on metaltalim dvar Torah, and a metaltalim tachushibur hamal v'dvar Torah. What the Rashba said is only a chiluk mid the Rabbanim between Karka and Metaltalim. The Rambam holds that that's a chiluk on the level of the Raisa. Why does it make a difference on the level of the Raisa between Karka and Metaltalim? Because the whole purpose, the whole idea of Shiva Nechosim is to assure the Malva that he will be able to collect. So to assure him to be able to collect is on real estate. That's why he called it in English real estate. Nechosim Sheish Lehem Achrayis. Why do you call it Nechosim Sheish Lehem Achrayis? He can hide the Karka. He owns a farm, he owns a house. He can burn down a house, okay, he can do that, but normal people don't do that. if the loyda owes money and he has cash, he can always hide the money. He has furniture, he can always move the furniture to a different city. He can hide it. He can destroy it. But the karka he can't destroy. And yochal avricho, and yochal halima can't hide it. So that's why the karka is called Nechosim Sheish Lamachrayis, it's real estate. There's more smichas das, the malva is more secure that he's going to collect if he knows that the loyva has karka. That's what Tosis said, why yen kesem fuz b'lala la karka? So they quoted one pshat because it's a milsa de lo shchicha to lend money to the loyva if the loyva doesn't have any karka. If you're lending him a large sum of money, lending him $2, you're not going to check to see if he has karka. But if you're lending him $100,000, so if he has karka, so you know there's where to collect from. So the Rambam holds that this distinction between karka and metaltalim works on the level of their eyes. So according to the Rambam, the whole point is the ikas smichas das of the mal is really on the karka. The smichas das is not really on the metaltalim. So that's why we say on the level of their eyes, not because leis lekolav say that the lekuch is not because of takonas the rabbanon. Mikar adin their eyes, there's a difference. The whole idea of Shiva Nechosim is to secure the malva of collecting. So the security is only if there's going to be karka. If it's metaltalim, there's no security. So what happens if when the malva lent the money to the loiva, or over here, when the couple gets married, the chosim writes, and I'm a shabbat the metaltalim also. So he writes beferish that there is a smichas das on the metaltalim. So he can't say in this case, no Shiva Nechosim on Metaltalim because there's no Smichas Das. He wrote into the Shtar, there is going to be. So to collect from the Lekuchas, you have to have Shiva Nechosim. To collect from the Yorshim, there's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. In order to collect from Yorshim, do you say, Mitzvah Leisayim Lefer HaChavis Aviyim, you don't even need a Shiva Nechosim? The Rabbana treated as if it's Shiva Raguf. Mitzvah Leisayim makes it as if it's Gviya Minei. But he's saying, no, to collect from the Yerushim, also in the Shiva Nechosim. Where is this? This is one line in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber quotes a machlokes. There is a Shibur of the Ekni. The Ekni, we do that also when you get married. So you write in the Ksuba, when Meshabed the Karka Dikanoi with the Osar on the Lamikna, the Karka that I possess already, and the Karka that I plan to purchase in the future. So we're Meshabed the Dovah Shalabal Yolam. The karkos, but we don't yet have. The guy gets married, he's still learning in yeshiva. He's still in college. What does he have karkos? He's going to divorce his wife in 30 years. And he's going to buy karka in 20 years from now. So the karka that he buys in 20 years from the day that he gets married is meshubah to pay the ksuba to his wife. So even if he sold it to lekuchas, she has the right to collect. How does the chassan have the ability to be meshubah the karka that he doesn't even have at the time of the wedding? is Meshabed Dikanoi, what I have, Udosar Anana Mikne, what I will purchase in the future. It's really a Dovish La Bali Yom. So the Gemara Baba Basra raises this question. Is there such a thing as a Shim Nechosam on the Yekni? So Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that yes. Gemara said, if the din would be like Reb Meir, that you can make Kinyanim on a Dovish La Bali Yom, so you can make Shibudim on a Dovish La Bali Yom as well. But we don't pass on like Reb Meir. We pass on, you cannot make Kinyanim on a Dovish La Bali Yom. How come you can make Shibudim? Gemara says, nonetheless, that's the din. So the Tzais has an essay, and he says, he thinks there's no way to explain it on the level of the Raisa. It's a takana of the Rabbana, that's all. You can make Shibud the Ekne, you can make Mishabed the Chosim, you can make Mishabed the Dovish Labali Yerlam. It's only a takana of the Rabbana. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Shibud the Ekne, that I say not only the karka that the Loida has now is Meshubud, and not only the karka that the Chosim has now is Meshubud, even the karka that he's going to purchase in the future is also Meshubud. Shibud the Ekne is only if he wrote it in the Shtar. Write it, you don't say, Achrai is to a Sefer. Let's say, the Loiva borrows $100,000 from the Malva, and he gives a Shtar to the Malva, that's signed by the witnesses, this is to ascertain, that the Loiva borrowed $100,000 from the Malva. Period. And it doesn't say, V'kol nechosim shubadim l'chayv zeh. It doesn't say it's Meshubud. So that's a machlekes in the first parak in Bob Metziah, where they say, Achrai is to a Sefer, Achrai is lab to a Sefer. The fact that the Sefer didn't write into the Shtar Halvor, Kol Nechosov of the Loiva Mishubodim L'chayv Zeh, was that a mistake? If you write in the Shtar, the Loiva borrowed $100,000 and there's no Shibin Nechosim. No, is no. He writes Beferish, and there's no Shibin Nechosim. So then the Malva cannot collect from the Lekuchas, cannot collect from the Yisayimim. But what if he didn't write one way or the other? Didn't write there's no Shibin Nechosim, didn't write there is Shibin Nechosim. So do you assume Achrayis, the lack of Achrayis, is a Torah Sefer, a scribal error? And since it's self-understood that there is Shibin Nechosim, so the Malva can collect from the Lekuchas or not. So that's a Machlekes in the first Perek of Bava Metzia. We pass on Achrayis to a Sefer. If the Shtar Havah doesn't say, Kol Nechosim Mishibadim L'chayv Zeh, it's self-understood and there is Shibin Nechosim. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, all the Rishonim say that's only Shibin Nechosim on the karka that he owns already. But on the Achrayis the Ekni, he's Meshabed and Nechosim that he's going to buy in the future. There you don't say Achrayis to a Sefer. If he didn't write it into the Shtar, then there's no Shibud the Ekni. So let's say he didn't write Shibud the Ekni into the Shtar, and he bought a karka later and he died. So it's not a question of collecting from the Lekuchas, a question of collecting from the Yorshim. Do you need Shibud Nechosim to be able to collect from the Yorshim? If you didn't write the Ekni, then you don't say to a Sefer. You don't say it's self-understood that there is Shibud Nechosim. It's self-understood the Shibud Nechosim to collect from him. What he has now, the karka that he has now, that's Meshubit. But the karka that he's going to buy in the future, you can collect from him, but you can't collect from the Sanim, you can't collect from the Lokuchas. So that's in the Mechaber, that's one line in the Mechaber, and it represents a Machloikas from the days of the Ga'onim. If the Loiva didn't write Shibud the Ekni, and then he bought karka in the future, not that he sold the karka to the Lekuchas, he dies. In order to collect from Yerushim, do you have to have Shibud the Ekni? Or no? You can collect from Yerushim because mitzvah de Yisayim, for Yochai v'Savim. With the Rabbanon, they said, collecting from Yerushim is considered as if minei. They made a takana of Rabbanon, hefker bezne hefker. Mitzvah de Yisayim, lefreyah, they should pay. They yarshin it from the father, so they have to pay. So that's a machlekes. That's a machlekes. So according... It's all based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. It's all based on the Gemara. The question is whether there's a certain line in the Gemara just to have a mina or it's even a maskan. The Gemara has at what point that collecting from Yerushim you don't need Shibud the Ekni. Then the question is, but then the Gemara comes with other answers. So does that answer remain la maskan or not? So that's a machlekes in the Goyim, 2 days in the Mechaber. This is a fundamental machlekes whether collecting from Yerushim has to be based on Shibud Nechosim or not. So let's say mitaltele diyasmei mitaltelem, you can't collect mitaltelem from the lekuchas because there's no shim nechosim on mitaltelem unless you say agav. If you say agav, then there will be shim nechosim on the mitaltelem and you can collect the mitaltelem from the lekuchas. But if but if you don't use the word agav, Like we write in Iksil, we write Nichsid Dislan Achrayis or the Leislan Achrayis. Kulhon Yehon Achrayim Vavoyd. When Meshabi both the Karka and the Talton, but we didn't use the word Agav. So Agav doesn't set in if you don't use that magical word. That's the Gemara's Maskana. Agav Knibinan. So if you didn't say the word Agav, you won't be able to collect the metaltalim from the Lakuchas. Will you be able to collect the metaltalim from the Yershim? Oh, so Rashi there in Bava Kamma says that the reason why metaltalim has lemishtab de bachayim, not the same reason why you don't collect metaltalim from the Lakuchas. You don't need Shibin Chosim to collect from the Yershim. Mitzvah the sign of Parachayvus Avim makes it is considered as if there's a Shibin Aguf, to the extent that they Yershim, if they didn't Yershim, there's no Shibin Aguf. If they did Yarshim, we treat it as if there's a Shibir Aguf. So it's a different reason why you don't collect Metaltalin from the Metaltal of the Yasmei. You never know. Maybe they bought the Metaltalin after the father died. But if you can ascertain that they bought it before, and he wrote into the Shtar, Nichsen Dislachais or Dislachais, can't say that Dikas Michas Das was really on the Karka. He wasn't interested in the Shibin Achosim on the Metaltalin. He was interested. They wrote it into the Shtar. They just failed to write the word Agav Ekni. So if you don't say Agav Ekni, the Kenyan Agav doesn't work, and that's relevant to collect from the Lukuchas. So you won't. So that's what Tosis Paskins La'alocha. The way we write the Ksuba, we don't write the word Agav Ekni, but we write with Meshabed, the Metaltalim, and the Karka. So we split the Psak. You can collect from the Yoshim, but you can't collect from the Lukuchas. This Psak is based on all of these premises. That to collect from the Yoshim, you don't really need Shibud Nechosim. It's really enough Shibud Aguf. But Metaltal, he asked me, you never collect, because the Ikas Michas Das was never on the Metaltal. But if you wrote it into the Shtar, you can't say the Ikas Michas Das wasn't there. They wrote it in the Shtar. But since you didn't use the magical word Agav Ekni, so there's no Shibud Nechosim to collect from the Lukuchas. To collect from the Lukuchas, you actually need Shibud Nechosim. Okay, so that's how we paskin. Tziburim loy beinon, but agav ekni beinon. Then the Rambam had an unusual interpretation. Tziburim loy beinon, you only need agav ekni if it's not tziburim. If it is tziburim, then you don't need agav ekni. And the Rambam said, where? How did he read the Gemara? It's kakai. These are two different statements. They're not connected with each other. The Rambam is masig on the Rambam. We see where the Rambam got it from, because the Gemara already said before, Shmamin olabin tziburim, shmamin, you don't need tziburim. So why does the Gemara repeat it again? Hilchos tziburim labinon. So the Rambam understood. You don't need tziburim, but you need agav ekni when it's not tziburim. But whenever it is tziburim, then you don't need the agav ekni. The Rambam read it in the Gemara. Chiddush. We see what motivated him, what led him to understand like that. But the Rambam is easier. Okay, what does the Gemara have in Ushayla? Details within the din of agav, the boy lehu. What's the din? Sort of b'mecha metaltalim and matonimau. When you say that you koine be agav, I was at a wedding last night, so there was some tam chacham there. The chassan was from Scranton yeshiva, so the whole yeshiva came. So there was the mashgiach was there. So he said, I don't know who was driving the car. How long does it take from Scranton to New York? Quite a few hours, no? So he said, on the way coming in, they were listening to a shiur that I gave on Hilchos Pesach. So I was talking about why you don't say a bracha on charoses. There's a machlokes hatanaim by the charoses mitzvah. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, we pass on charoses is not a mitzvah, but harai, that there's no bracha l'achilos charoses. If he would pass on like the Tanur, Rablaz Barab Tzadik, charoses is a mitzvah, then you would have said a bracha l'achilos charoses. So the Lechem Mishnah points out that the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah backed out on both points. The Rambam paskens charoses is a mitzvah, and nonetheless a bracha is not recited. So that's a question, why not? If charoses is a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon, the other opinion holds charoses is only a medical advice to kill the worms, because it's unhealthy to eat live worms. They're going to be crawling around in your stomach, so you should kill, they're kosher, the worms are kosher, but it's not healthy to have live worms crawling in your stomach. So you want to dip the mar into the charoses to kill the worms in Bishon Kippur, that the worms are not healthy. And the other opinion, Ablazim Absarakna, says, no, charoses is a mitzvah. And the Rambam and the Rambam and the Tosis quotes in Gaon, the Rambam quotes, what ingredients you have to put. This Mashgiach from the Yeshiva told me, he used to attend Rabbi Soloveitchik Shiurim on the west side at Maria Synagogue years ago. So he said he remembers Rabbi Soloveitchik was saying a shiur on the Rambam. I said, the Rambam is not a cookbook. The Rambam tells you what ingredients to put in the charoses. Mazah. So you see, it's a halacha al pidin. You have to have these, it's a gemara like that. You have to have specific ingredients in the charoses. He said, the Rabbi Soloveitchik, he remembers as a child, Rabbi Chaim used to make the charoses himself on Erev Pesach, because it's a special ingredient, special al pi halacha. So the question is, the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah backed out on both. The Rambam says, Charoses is a mitzvah like the Tanar Ablezer Rab Tzorik, and nonetheless you don't say a bracha. Why not? So the Tur says the reason why you don't say a bracha on Charoses is because it's an Iker and a Tofel. It's an Iker and a Tofel. The Iker, just like there's a din of Birchas HaNenin, if you have, let's say you're having a potatoes and you have a little butter on the potatoes, you have salt. So the butter and the salt is Sha'akana, potatoes is Adama. You don't say two bracha Sha'akana Hadama. Biruch Halika Patas Atfela. So the question is whether that rule, Biruch Halika Patas Atfela, does that rule apply to Birchas HaMitzvah also or only to Birchas HaNenim? So that's the last Mishnah in Psochim, as a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, Beferish, that Biruch Halika Patas Atfela even applies to Birchas HaMitzvah. He says, Biruch HaPesach Patas HaZevach. You eat two korbanos on Pesach night. You eat chagigas harba osar, and you eat the korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that if he said the bracha al achilos haPesach, there's no need to say the bracha al achilos haZevach. And Tosfos explains why, because it's an ikar and a tofel. Biruch halika patas hatfela applies even to birchas hamitzvah. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael. So it's not so clear in the Mishnah. You have to learn the Gemara with the Yerushalmi that there's going. Not so clear. Rabbi Akiva disagrees in principle. He holds that Biruch Halika Patas HaTfela only applies to Birchas HaNenin, doesn't apply at all to Birchas HaMitzvah. Oh, he holds, no, this is not a good example of Iker and Tofel. If you have a good example of Iker and Tofel, then the Biruch Halika Patas HaTfela will even apply to Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Tur says that the reason why the Rambam, Tur and a few other Rishonim also say, the reason why the Rambam says that no bracha is recited on the Haroses is because Iker and Tofel. The Iker is the mitzvah of Morer. Morer is also only Midir Rabbanim. Morer Bizman is only Midir Rabbanim. But Charoises is a lower din Midir Rabbanim. You have to dip the Morer into the Charoises. So the Charoises is really no mitzvah to eat Charoises separately, apparently. The mitzvah is to dip the Morer into the Charoises. So the Iker mitzvah Midir Rabbanim really is the Morer. And the Charoises is secondary, so that's why Biruch HaLikar Potos HaTvel. So this Talmud Chacham was comparing, this fellow was telling me in the middle of the dancing, that he was giving a mashal that just like he can be kind of metatlim agav karka, the metatlim a bottle agav the karka, so too the tofel is bottle agav the ikar. He gave as a mashal. Biruch halika patas hatfela. See, the Gemara has a question. Maybe the metatlim are only bottle agav the karka if they're both been mechir, both been matana. What if one has been mechir, one has been matana? So the Gemara has a chiddush. Mekoma Muskalo, Rabbi Gamliel is renting the location to Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, is renting the location to Rabbi Akiva, and they're paying money to rent it, and then he's giving the Maisa Rishon to the Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, is giving the Maisa Oni to Rabbi Akiva, as he gives the Shotstoker, that is giving him Matana, that's not his charging for that. So he's renting the location, and he's giving him Matana, so the Gemara says, Shma Mino, Ad Boilu. You see from this Mishnah in Maisa Sheni, Shema Minot that it is good. Even though it's not exactly the same. One has been Mechira, one has been Matana, still Kenyan Agav works. So Gemara wants to, they're pushing the luck further. So you want to know, what if it's the two different people? It also works. The whole idea is that the Metatlam is Batal Agav the Karka. So can you say it's Batal Agav the Karka? Karka is to one person, Metatlam is to another person. I can say it's Batal Agav the Karka. There's, how far can you go with this? You even apply agav in such a case, and Rasa Toshma, Isur, Shani Yosef, Lama Nosan Lakiva Ben Yosef, is giving him the Maisa Oni. For what? Kadesh Yiska Bolo Anim. Mekomo Muska Lo. I'm renting the location to Rabbi Akiva. I'm renting the room to Rabbi Akiva. And the Maisa Oni, Rabbi Akiva is being kind of for the Anim. So two different people. The mokum is muska to Rabbi Akiva, the karka is muska to Rabbi Akiva, and the metaltalim, the maiserani, goes to the anim. So you see that it's karka lechon and metaltalim lachem, and it's good. Mara says, no, maybe, even though he said Mekoma Muska Lo, he didn't mean Lo, the location should be Muska to Rabbi Akiva as a personally. No, my Muska Muska Lamaisa. Maybe it's only rented to Rabbi Akiva for the purpose of holding the Maisa Oni there as long as he wants, like the Rashi said before. He doesn't want to be matriach. He won't be able to harass Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Gamliel, when they're all going to land in Eretz Yisrael, when the boat trip is going to be over, they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Gamliel won't be able to insist Rabbi Akiva should remove all the Maisa Oni. No, he rented the whole room to him for the purpose of the Maisa Oni. He has a right to leave it as long as he wants. So the Gemara says, maybe it's not to two different people. And it says, the Koma Muska Lo, it does mean it's rented personally to Rabbi Akiva. He should use it for whatever he wants. Muska La Maisa. So the Maisa Oni goes to the Aniyim, and the Mekama Muska Lo is for the purpose of the Maisa Oni. But if it's talking to two different people, maybe it's not acceptable. The Gemara thought it's a right. It said it's not necessarily a right. The boys Amon, if you want, he can give a different dechia, maybe really to two different people, is no good. You can't say the metatolim is bought the lag of the karka. Perhaps shiny Rabbi Akiva, the yaranim have. What do you mean, yaranim have? So it says on the side, on the margin, babakam alam and vav on the base. What's in babakam alam and vav on the base? It's not talking about agav. It's talking about my Mishloshtan. My Mishloshtan is a takonim in the Rabbanon, that if he owes me money, or he has a pikadon of mine, and I want to give it to you. So if all three of us are here, but my merechots, I say, the pikadon that you have should be niknet to Pliny. Then the Gemara says, not only does it work on pikadon, it even works on a halvor. If I lent him $1,000 and he owes me the money, it's also on my Mishloshtan. Fine. But it's only valid. The kinyan only once. There's no. It's not came there. I said tikkun. Tais is there in Gittinaf. Your Gimel explains what motivated the chachamim to make the takana things. Tais daf yudalin in Gittin explains what motivated them to make a takana. There's a reason why they made it. They made the takana, but it's not the came there. I said it doesn't have a mahalach. So the takana maimon shloshin only works if all three people are there. The Mafkid and the Shaymer and the Shlishi is there. If the third party is there, maybe he can say Zochen Liadam. Maybe the third party is not there. Maybe someone else will be there. So he says Zochen Liadam Shleib Lefonov. You do the act of Zochen on behalf of him. What do you mean Zochen? You're not picking up anything. You just stand there. That's called Zochen Lefonov. You stand there, the dummy. When you play cards, there's some card game where there's a dummy. The guy. Bridge. So what does the guy? What does the dummy do? Nothing. He just sits there. So let's say the dummy is not there. So someone else will be bimkomo. What is bimkomo? What to do? Nothing. Just to sit there. So you can't say zlachan am shleivifon. So the Gemara in Bava Kama says, let's say he owes me. He scratched my car, so he owes me $100. And the gizba shel tzedakah is there. So I say $100. What am I going to do with $100? Give it to the tzedakah. Then I change my mind. I say, no, give it to me. I'll go fix the car. Give me the $100. I'll fix the car. So the question is, can I back out? If the third party is here, then he's kind of with my mashloshtan, because you owe me the money. The malva and the loiva here, and the third party is here. So I say, my mashloshtan is kind of. But if the third party is not here, it's just that there's a good Samaritan who wants to represent the third party, then you don't say Zachan Adam Shlavifon. I'm not doing anything on behalf of the third party. You're just standing there. Just standing there, you don't say. So the Gemara says, if it's Rav Yosef was the Gizba Shal Tzedakah, if Rav Yosef is there, Rav Yosef passed on that he owes me $100 for scratching my car. And then I say, $100, what am I going to do with $100? Give it to Rav Yosef, he'll give it to the Anim. And then I say, I change my mind, give it to me, I'll fix the car. So the Gemara says, sorry, since Rav Yosef, Anan Yaranim Anan, since Rav Yosef is the Gabbai Shal Tzedakah, it's considered as if there's a Maimach Loshtan here. If he wouldn't be the Gizba Shal Tzedakah, it'd be a different person. And I'd say, give the money to Tzedakah, and then I change my mind. I have the right to change my mind. There was no Maimach Loshtan. That's what Tosis interprets on that Gemara. So that both Gemaras are saying the same thing, that the Gizba Shal Tzedakah is considered the Bailam of Tzedakah. It's not considered like Acher. like a good Samaritan is doing kinyanim on behalf of tzedakah, he's considered as if he is the bailam on the tzedakah. Yeah, now they have, unfortunately, they have mushalachim take more than 50% of what they raise. So we understand why they call the bailam on the tzedakah. They take all the money. They take more than Iruga Kikula, they take more than the money. But that's a joke. That's not why. The halacha declares that the gives of shel tzedakah is considered the bailam on the tzedakah. If you look in the Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Maseches Trumas, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish about the gizbush al hegdish. Is the gizbush al hegdish considered a bailam on the hegdish? It doesn't belong to him, it belongs to hegdish. But do we treat him as if he were a bailam? Or we treat him as if he's a good Samaritan acting on behalf of hegdish? And Yerushalmi has an afkamina there about the tevel, certain detail of Hilchas Tevel. So the din is like Rabbi Yechonah. We pass like Rabbi Yechonah. Gizbo shel hegdish, it's considered as if he were the bailam on the hegdish, not ke'acher domi, not like a shliach, and not like zachon lan shle b'fanav. It's considered a bailam. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The gizbo shel tzedakah is considered as if he were the bailam over the tzedakah. When we get to the din of Maim Shloshtan. Maim Shloshtan works. That's in Bava Kama Lamed Vav in the days. And when we get to the din over here, if you have karka le'echad and metaltim la'acher, the Gemara says it could well be that it doesn't work. The metaltim is not bought the lag of the karka. It's going to in two different directions. The karka goes to one person, metaltim goes to another person. But if the karka goes to Rabbi Akiva personally, and the metaltim goes to Rabbi Akiva as the gizbush old stoke, so it could be the Gemara says, shiny Rabbi Akiva, the Yaranim have, since he's the gizbush old stoke, is considered as if he's the bailam on the tzedakah. He's not going to keep a penny for himself. But the gizbo shel tzedakah is considered a bailam on the tzedakah. So we consider it, for the purposes of agav, we consider it as if the karka and the metaltim are both going to the same person. Because Rabbi Akiva is renting the mekom muskala to Rabbi Akiva, his personal purposes, and the maisa ani is going to Rabbi Akiva for the yaranian purposes, for the aniyan purposes. The Gemara says that's considered the same bailam al pidin. So that's a shaila. Would that be true by an apotropis also? Let's say I want to be makne karka to the apotropis and metaplim to the yisaimim, or karka to the yisaimim and metaplim to the apotropis. So the Gemara had a suffix, karka lech metaplim lacher. We're not so sure what the din is. Maybe agav doesn't work. So would you say, but since he's the apotropis, so therefore it's considered as if he's the same bailam? So the Shach says the same applies to the apotropos. How did the Shach know the same applies to the apotropos? He doesn't bring any raya. A gizba shel tzedakah. The gizba is dina kibaylam. That's how you reshalm me. Perek alaf alach alaf and chumas. Machlek zabiechan reish lokish. We pass like rabiechan. Gizba shel hegdish is considered the bailam, not considered ka'acher. It's considered kibaylam. But so the gizba shel tzedakah is also considered bailam. But it doesn't necessarily follow that apotropos is dina kibaylam. That was a big machlek as a reshalim. But apotropos is dinikid bottom, apotropos is dinikid zachin. If dinikid zachin, then he's ke'acher. Then it's going to be in the Bible like sheet in the Gemara. Shani Rabbi Akiva, the Aranim have it. So it's nice that the Masoras HaShas was Mitzayin, the other Gemara, Baba Kama Lam and Vav on the base. It's not talking about Agav. It's talking about Maim Shloshtan there. But it's the same nekuda, that it's only called Maim Shloshtan if the third party is there in person. If you have a good Samaritan representing him, you don't say Zach and Shlofon. He's not doing anything. If he makes the Hazak and the Karka, that's Zach and the other. He picks up the Metalklin, the Hagbah, that's Zach and the other. He just stands there. That's not called Zach and the other. He's not doing any Kenyan on behalf of the Anim. So Rabbi Akiva is considered Yad Anim Anon. He's the Gizba Shal Tzedakah, so it's considered as if he's the Baal. Fine, so we have a din of Kinyan Agav. You have an institution of Kinyan Agav. I could be makna the metaltalim agav the karka. Let's say the metaltalim is 10 automobiles, and each automobile is $40,000 each, and the karka is $100,000. And I only paid for the karka. So I say, I makna all the metaltalim, 10 automobiles, each one $40,000, for $100,000. I'm selling everything. Agav de karka. On my Rava, so Rava comes up with the Chidush Loshana Wella. this Mishnah that says there's an institution of Kinyan Agav only if Nasan de Mekulam, if he paid for all of the metaltalim, if he paid for the paid for all the automobiles, paid for them, why isn't he kaida? The answer is no, because if you only paid more, so you can back out on metaltalim, you get a mishapara. But if you made a Kinyan Agav, then you can't back out. So if Nasan de Mekulam, you're not kaida, either midator, you're not kaida, midirabon, you're not kaida. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the writer of Moes kindness. It's only by the Rabbanon that they change it. According to Rish Lakish, Shechem of Rashis Menatar, whatever it is. But bottom line, Allah Chalamayzer, Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, they both say the same thing. That if you only made Kinyan Moes, you paid for the Betalphalim, you can always back out. You'll get a Mishapara, but you can back out. So that's what Rabbi says, Lo Shana Weller, Agav only works in Imak and the Betalphalim, if not in the Mekulam. So then there's a smichas das. Then you see there's a gemiras das. Avalon nasan the mekulam. Instead of giving the $400,000, $40,000 for each one of the 10 automobiles, he gave $200,000. There's only kind of half of the automobiles, not kind of. Lo shana the nasan the mekulam. Lo nasan avalon nasan the mekulam. But kana the keneged ma'isav. He's only kind of 5 out of the 10 automobiles, not kind of all 10. Tanekavasa de Rava, there's a brisa that supports Rava. The brisa that supports Rava is not at all talking about Agav. It's talking about a totally different thing. The Gemara is making a hashvor that logically should be the same. What's Tanekavasa de Rava? What does it say? Yafukach hakesef, mikoach hashtavukach hashtav, mikoach hakesef. Each Kenyan has milas and has friends. Yafukach hakesef, that kesef is good for pidyon hegdash and maaseh sheni. And shtar is no good. You can't be put a hegdish for shtar, can't be put a maaseh sheni for shtar. Yafukach hashtar, shahashtar motzi bibas Yisroel. You can get divorced. The couple is married. They want to get divorced. They need dafke get. Hasheni can be kesef. Kesef is no good to create gevurshin. If kesef would have been good, who would have given the kesef to whom? So those are two rashis. That's what the Achronim point out. Rashi 1 Masechta says, we learned in the beginning of the perek. One Rashi says, if you would have learned that from Sukkot, that Kesef would do to create Kiddushin, so the Chosim of the husband would give another ring to his wife. She has a marriage band, then she wears another band, that's a divorce care, the divorce band. She's wearing two rings, the divorce band. And the other pshat in Rashi is no. Just like when you get married, the Chosim gives a ring to the Kala, so if the Kala gives a ring to the Chosim, that Kinyan Kesef would break the Kiddushin. Whatever it is, it's the Hava Mina. It's not accepted La Locha, Kesef is no good. So that's what the Gemara says, Yafakach Ashtar. Ashtar has a mailo of a kesef. Ashtar motzi b'bas Yisrael. Hasheni can be kesef. Kesef is no good to make kevishim. The Yafakach Shnehem. Kesef and Ashtar both have a maila over Chazok, and Chazok has a maila over kesef and Ashtar. What is that? Yafakach Shnehem. Where do you see the kesef and Ashtar have a maila over Chazok? She's named Kainan Be'evet Ivri. That's the Mishnah Yudalan on the base. You can acquire an Be'evet Ivri either with kesef or with Shtar Mashen Kain Bechazaka. You can be Kainan Be'evet Knani Adei Chazaka. We had. What do we have? Igbio Lerabo. I tell the Eved, pick me up and carry me. Or I say, Hoylech Kele Achrab Lebeis HaMerchatz. He does service for me. So there's an institution of Eved Knani, Ziskish Lekarka. So just like Karka is Niknas Bechazaka, El Knani is nicknamed Bechazaka, he does service for the Odon. But that's only Chazaka, only worked by Eved Knani, that you own in Kishore Bechamoro. Eved Ivri, you just own a Dekalaperis, you know, Eved Ivri Gufukone, but it's only Lachatzon, it's the Kinyan Lachatzon. So Chazaka doesn't fit in. Masheni came in Chazaka, and Chazaka doesn't work on, like Tosfos said, a Chilik, that the Chalipin is good to be Koine Eved Knani, not good to be Koine Eved Ivri, because Eved Ivri, you're not Koine him Legamre. Not you own Kishor v'Hamar. So Chazaka also there. Rashba said earlier, Chazaka only wants if you're really owning the whole thing, the Gufa Dover. But on the other hand, Yafaka Chazaka, that Chazaka is sometimes better than Kesef and Shtar. Where is that? So Chazaka, Mochalo Esesodet v'Ese Medinas, Kimisha Achzik, Hechzik, Bachas Mehem, Konam Kulam. Konam Kulam. I'm selling you 10 different sodas and 10 different Medinas. The 10 Medinas are all on the same continent or not necessarily? It's a little unclear in the Gemara. The Gemara says at the end, Sadan the Arachadu, 10 lines from the top. Sadan the Arachadu means it's all of one continent. But no, the whole globe. Even if it's two different continents, also Sadan the Arachadu. There's on the surface, there's an ocean that's mafsik between one continent and the other. But further down, It is Sadan the Arachadu. I don't know. Does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Can you be makne two different sodas in two different continents? I don't know. Do we ever have a difference between one continent and the other? Is there ever a difference in one continent? Moshe Feinstein had a chiddush. Allah Lamaisa, a difference in one continent and the other. There is a din of bomi makam karav and bomi makam rachek. There's a din of karban pesach. If you tell me a derech rechayka, next to the last perik in Pesachim is about Pesach Sheni. If you tell me a derech rechayka, then even if they shecht the Pesach on you, it doesn't help. Let's say a guy is in America, and they shecht on their Pesach in the afternoon. They shecht the carbon Pesach for him in Yerushalayim. Then he flies in on a very fast jet. He flies here. He arrives in Eretz within an hour. So the Digamara says that he's not Yotze. If they shechted the carbon Pesach, he was b'derech rechayka at the time, so you're not even Yotze b'dieved. What's the definition of derech rechayka? So the Gemara says, this man by Sheni, the definition was that different opinions in Tanoim. So the accepted opinion is, ben amadim milifnim. You draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and the radius of the circle is from Madiin to Yerushalayim. How many milin is that? Teshuvah milin, I think.
16. The Rambam series the Gemara.
Okay. So you draw a circle. So that's ben amadim milifnim is considered derech kreiva, and past that is derech rechayka. Why is that called Derech Kreiva and past that is called Derech Rechoika? Because if the guy would walk by foot, let's say most of the Rishonim learned, the Rama has a different Mishnah, most of the Rishonim learned, you determine this at Chatzos. Where is he at Chatzos on Erev Pesach? Because at Chatzos, that's when you become Mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach. Will he be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before Shkia? Because he can't bring the Korban Pesach after Shkia. So will he be able to arrive in Yerushalayim where he is at Chatzos, will he be able to ride? If he's going by foot, Marzab is going to go by camel, he's going to go by automobile, he will get there. But that doesn't matter. Will he be able to arrive in Yerushalayim if he goes by foot? So if it's within, and it only counts the half a day. Only go, you measure from Chatzos, when the Chiyuv Korban Pesach begins, until the Shkia. The Rama has everything different, you measure it. Aneitz Achama, will he arrive in Yerushalayim by Chatzos? But the normal Rashi and Tosafot learn, will he... The din is established at Chatzos. Where is he in Chatzos? Will he be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before the Shkia? And this is determined at Chatzos. So the Talmidim of the Nadi Yehuda had a big machlokes. Why does it depend on the average person walking by foot? Kach nemar halacha l'Moshe Messina, that depends on walking by foot. And maybe we should assume because the average traveler in the days of the Bai Sheni would go by foot, he wouldn't go by camel. Nafkemina bismanazet. They had this machlokes when they invented trains. So they said the average traveler today is going to go by train. He's not going to go by foot. He's going to go by train. So it's going to be much more than Tesvav mil. So they had a machlokes. What is the din? So they said when the third Beis Hamikdash will be built, we'll have to consult Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the din? But what do we do meanwhile? What do we mean meanwhile? We don't have any Korban Pesach. What's the relevance? So the relevance is for Hilchas Avelus. There's such a din in Hilchas Avelus. If a person, they didn't have any telephones, the person didn't know that a relative died. He comes to visit his parents, he walks into the home, he finds everybody sitting Shiva. They're on the sixth day of Shiva, that somebody died. So the din is, if he finds out about the death of the relative, in the Beis HaOvel, then he only has to observe Avelus till the end of the Shiva that they money mohim. He counts together with them, provided that it's the Godla Bais is there, provided he's Mimokim Karev. What's the definition of Mimokim Karev? So the Taisus and the Rif quote from them, Halachas Gedolos, within one day's travel. By Korban Pesach, it's a half a day's travel. Because you, according to most of the Rishonim, leaving out the Rambam, the din begins at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. That's when the Chiyuv Korban Pesach begins. You have to be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by Shkia. But as far as Avelus is concerned, one observes Avelus a whole day long. So if one is within one day's travel to the Beis HaOvel, then it's called Bobi Mokum Korev, and then Mani Mokum, then he finishes the Shiva with them. So the question is, if you hold that it depends on the average traveler, so the whole world, you can arrive anywhere within a day. that planes travel in the daytime and the nighttime. So you can get anywhere within one day. Is there anywhere in the world? Maybe New Zealand? I don't know. Is there anywhere in the world that they don't have planes traveling that you can't get to another place within 24 hours? I don't know. I don't think so. So the whole din, so every place in the world is called Makom Karov. There's no Makom Rachek.
24 hours or 12 hours? You have 6 hours between the morning until Chatzot, no?
The Gemara talks because the average traveler by foot wouldn't travel at night. He only travels in the daytime. It's only half a day. But by Avelis, he's, say, traveling a whole day long. But by traveling a whole day long because people don't walk by foot at night. They only walk by day 12 hours. They don't walk 24 hours. But people today travel by plane. You sleep on the plane. So you travel 24 hours. So one day's travel, you can get anywhere in the world. So you'll do away with the whole institution of Derech Rechayka. If you're all like this tzad, that it depends on how the average traveler goes. So there, now there's not, never a din of bomim makom rochek. Everything is makom karev. How can it be? So they said the Ramosh insisted that if it's a different continent, that has to, you can't say the whole world is makom karev. You have to limit it a little bit arbitrarily. So you have to say if it's a different continent, then it's makom rochek. So that's why I was wondering. The Gemara says sadan the arachadhu. Maybe the Gemara means dafka the same continent. Maybe it's a different continent. It doesn't apply. You got to see in Shulchan Aruch. They talk about it.
Isn't the whole world
just
land is just
somewhat
soft to another?
Yeah, should be. I would have thought that everything is sadna di arachadu. Everything is sadna di arachadu. I don't know. So what does the Gemara say? If Mochalo asa, so who says this? Mochalo, the Brisa says, Mochalo asa sadu besa medinit kim shaksman kona kulam. The Gemara says only by medvar ma'amurim shenasin lad mekulam. Abaloi nasin lad mekulam. Loikana ella keneged ma'oisav. He paid for each field cost $100,000. He's buying 10 fields. But he only paid for 5. So then he's only kind of 5. He's not kind of all 10. So the Gemara is making a tushta. Just like Esesod is besa medinas only kona kulam if he paid for all. Making a kinyan on one, it's chal on everything, only if it paid for all, they're all mitzarf together. So over here also, by the kinyan agav, the agav only works if he paid for all. So the Gemara says, Rabbi came up with that chiddush, only in Lassan de Mekulam, and Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi, it's a similar din. It's not identical, it's a similar din. But that's the side is less medina, it's only if he paid for all. Then the Gemara says, Messiah led to Shmuel, Shmuel said exactly the same. Mocha less the side is less medina, kim shasan karakulam. Shmuel didn't know. All the Amoraim knew all the Mishnais, but they didn't know all the Brises. It's not shocked to know all the Brises. So here's a Shmuel came up with a Chiddush, and he wasn't aware that it's an often a Brisa that says like that. Kim Shiks Bach Vam Kono Kulam. So the Gemara is now going to discuss Shmuel's din and the Brises din. Does it really make sense? Kona. Hechzik bachas beim kana kulam, or is there room to dingzach? Is there room to argue? So he says, Amra vach made the ravika. Teda, I'm going to prove that Shmuel is right, that hechzik bachas beim kana kulam, we can all attend, because sadan di archaru. Why? Sheilu masala eset behemus, but afsar echad is a kinyan masira. Kinyan masira is when hagbos is too heavy to make hagbos. And Mashiach doesn't work for some reason or another, either because it's Bishus Arabim, Mashiach is not Kaina, or it's a Shaloi Kedarka, Rashi says, Mashiach Shaloi Kedarka is not Kaina. So then Mesira works. So what if you have 10 animals held together on one Afsarech, on one reins? So if he says, Vomalei, Kinei, he says, Be Kaina, and he holds on to the reins, Milo Kaina is Kaina, all the 10 behemoths. What are you going to say? The reins only kind of one. Which one? They're all held together on the same reins. So just like you can kind of, you can be kind of, if you make a mosira, you can be kind of 10 behemoths or b'avsarecha, who are dinami, you can be kind of all the 10 sodas best medinas. Amalei, it's very unclear, who said to whom? The Gemara said, Ravach made the Ravika made a comment. It doesn't say who he said it to. So whoever he made the comment to responds back to him, and he says, "Midami, what's the comparison? Hasmi good to be other, hachaini good to be other. Maybe it's only good by the 10 behemoths that were all held on one set of reins, so then it's a good to be other. But if you have 10 different fields and 10 different locations, maybe it's no good. So he's questioning, maybe Shmuel is wrong. The Brisa says, it's good. They probably they didn't realize that it's a Brisa. They thought it's Shmuel invented a new din, and he didn't realize that it's a Brisa. So he says, maybe there's room to Dingzach, by the Karka, by the 10 behemoths of Apsarecha, it is good. Then Gemara has another version, Ika the Amri, another version has it. I think Shmuel is wrong. I think Shmuel is wrong. Tate the Loikana, Esa Sada, that's Medina's why. And he says, Bikoina this behemoth. He said, Zukine, Bikoina this behemoth. Me, Koni, he won't be Koina all 10 behemoths. He said, Zukine, Bikoina this behemoth. That's a different case. He didn't tell him to be kind of all 10. He said, be kind of this animal. So just like over there, he's only kind of one. So Tobiya Besa Sadas Medina is only kind of one. Gemara says, what's the Tzushtal Midami? Asim Gufa Machlokim Hocha Sadan the Aracharu. If you have 10 different behemoths, all held on one leash, all held on one Mosiro, and he says, Eloshin Zukine, be kind of this one. So of course, the only kind of one is not kind of all 10. But over here he says, he made a chazok, a sadna archadi, so he's kind of all 10. It's very unclear what exactly are they fighting about by the Masirif. He says, Zukinei, you only kind of one? Before he didn't say Zukinei. He said, be kind of all of them. Very unclear. Okay, we will stop here. Tomorrow is another day. I'd like to cover the next Gemara with the bottom tesis. You have to see all the tesis. The bottom tesis on Amud Beis, take a look, the Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchas Soito. A couple of things to discuss here. Good.
How could Shlichus be, how could Hakan be Mitam Shlichus if a Shliach has to be Shlichus or Bala Mammon? And
if there is a Bala Mammon, yeah. So that's what the Chidush Haran says. Tyson writes, when I want to give you a gift,
The thing that he adds a lot of Shlichus Rabbeinu Tam.
You're not touchy-feely?
Yeah.